Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416.
Trendy Trev.
Yes, very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. Coming live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns and Yidinji Country. That's BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. You can have your Sabre calls on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. I'd take this opportunity to acknowledge traditional owners of the land we broadcast from and to all our traditional owners across the beautiful country of ours. Welcome Black, National Talk Black, have your say and yarn up strong. To Daily Mob, I'm going to catch up a yarn there. Vanessa Isles, a managing reader, reading writing hotline and talk about this fantastic space. And on the line we have Vanessa. Vanessa, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Trevor. You there, well, Vanessa? Thank you.
No, can't hear Vanessa. You there, Vanessa?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
We'll try and get Vanessa as soon as possible. Stay tuned, you mob. To Delhi, 1-800-422-416.
I have a home, I got a way, I got a road to go. Where I'm a man and fears they have no hope. And all the people they shuffle, skip into the shame. What about your
freedom paper?
I don't need it anymore. You need your
freedom paper.
You can't hurt me anymore. Gotta have your
freedom paper.
Goodbye. We're not who you think we are. Don't come a-stumbling through our lives.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
I'm gonna talk up so loud, I ain't afraid of the strife.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
And all the people they shuffled, skip into the shame. You need your
freedom paper.
We don't need it anymore.
To Daily, welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country. BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Have you seen Yarn Up Strong? Now, reading text messages, fill in forms, and log in onto websites are everyday activities that we take for granted. But imagine if you did not know how to read and write. How and where would you start? Well, the Reading and Writing Hotline has helped thousands of people with reading and writing difficulties to make dramatic improvements in their lives. With that, we're going to catch up a yarn now with Vanessa Isles, a manager at Reading and Writing Hotline. On the line, Vanessa, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Trevor. Well, thanks.
Good. Where are you based, Vanessa?
I'm based on Gadigal Land in Sydney.
Okay, beautiful. Thank you. I'm here in Cairns, far north Queensland. Hillbilly up north. Now, a beautiful organisation you guys got there, Reading Writing Hotline. You're the manager there. So tell us about this fantastic organisation.
Well, we've been around for about 30 years. We're pretty old now. But we're
Auntie
we're
Vanessa.
Really, we're needed more than ever. There are so many people out there struggling. And it's because, they might have been able to cope 10 years ago, but there's so much more reading and writing, in everything we do. And just getting access to, finding a job. Even if your job doesn't need reading or writing, to get a job, you need to be able to read and write. To get government benefits, to,
fill out forms, applications, all that sort of stuff,
Oh, my gosh. We have so many people ringing up struggling. And, our job, the hotline's job, we don't provide the teaching. We just help people to find classes that might, suit them.
Sure.
And what we hear, particularly from... from Far North Queensland particularly, is that people often, they don't want to go to a class. They might want to just work one-to-one with someone.
Sure.
Sometimes there's always shame and embarrassment in not being able to read.
Yeah, thoughts and prayers are going out to those people in this predicament. I just think, it's the 21st century. Can you shed some light on how would you find people in that situation who cannot read and write?
Look, there's lots of reasons why people find themselves in that position. Mm-hmm. The stories that we hear, and, people, we get thousands and thousands of calls every year from people, and we're an anonymous service, so they don't have to ring up and say their name. We ask them their name so we can, address them, but we don't need to know their real name.
Sure.
And that makes people feel comfortable that they're not going to get caught out. But the stories we hear are, they've had a really tough time at school. School wasn't for them, or they might have got bullied at school. They might have kind of moved around as a lot as a kid and didn't get the all of the kind of reading and writing they needed. And then they felt embarrassed because they were behind, and then they, mucked up in class, like that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But also, they may have left school with enough reading and writing for that time, but now there's so much more that needs to be done, and all these forms, particularly online forms, are making really tripping people up, and so they're ringing for the first time ever. That's the reason why I think sometimes they didn't get what they needed at school, and sometimes they just need more than they did when they left school.
Well, they must be living life under the radar. I'm thinking the 21st century, here we are, everyone's got a mobile phone, and that mentality and texting and what have you. There's problems there in regarding using utensils like so,
Yep, for sure. And, people think that more young people can use mobile phones. They might be able to kind of zoom around on it, but to actually read the content really trips people up. There's kind of two things. One is people that perhaps can read read quite well, and they're using a mobile phone, like maybe the older population, they're going to struggle with a mobile phone and they need help with it.
Yeah.
But then there's also those young fellows that they, they can zoom around on the phone, but they can't do the deeper reading. And so, if they have to do online learning or something and they've got to do it on their phone,
With the reading writing hotline, so it's a phone number people call. You guys operate by phone, or do you have offices where people can call in, or how do you operate?
We're a national service, so people can call from anywhere. We get calls from Torres Strait. We get lots of calls from around the Cairns area, and they just call 1300 655 06. And we have a little jingle that we have on the telly. Sometimes people remember that song and they have it in their head and they ring us. And we've got teachers on the phone lines. And what we do is just talk to people about what they need, reassure them they're not alone. Lots of people that call us, particularly around Cairns, 50% of people from Cairns are First Nations people, and they often English isn't their first language. It might be their third language. So we talk about what it is they need and then let them know what's available.
Cool.
And if there's nothing available, and sometimes there isn't, Cairns is kind of tricky, there's TAFE there, but not everybody wants to go to TAFE. So we try and find them people that can work with them, or we send them resources that they can use, or we just, you know, just kind of reassure them of what the options are.
I think the message we need to put out there is, like, all of us, we are students for life, are we not?
We are. That is exactly right. It's lifelong learning. And,
it is.
You know, we all need to learn. Like, I'm having to learn in my job all day, every day.
Yes.
And lucky I've got support. But for people who don't have support, it's really hard. And, you know, we want everyone in Australia to be able to access help if they need it, literacy help and numeracy help.
Mm.
And so when they're struggling, they can give us a call and we'll do our very best to give them a hand and let the government know. We tell the government when there's gaps and say, look, this is what you guys need to be doing to fill these gaps and help people.
Exactly. Well, they're 35-year-olds that they haven't got a license yet. And they're about to go and get their driver's license. So, like I said, we're all learning. So wherever you're at in life, it's good. Beginning's half done.
That's right.
Nice talking with you, Vanessa. And thank you for the information. And, look, congratulations, Reading and Writing Hotline, 30-odd years. Let's keep it rolling. Let's get our people educated. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Trev. I appreciate it.
Take care, darling. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
A beautiful young Vanessa Isles, her name is, manager, Reading Writing Hotline, and just talking about that space, reading text messages, filling forms and logging on the websites, everyday activities. But a lot of people, well, we all take for granted, but some people struggle in that department. But it's okay, you know, like I said, we're students for life, learn everything that you need to do. And it's just a step-by-step process, a day-by-day. And light at the end of the tunnel. Have your say and yarn up strong. Add to the conversation here. National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Love is what's needed today. Love is the better way, and love unites us all. Love is so beautiful. So many tears in so many years. Life's not fair, does it? No feeling, no separation involved. 'Cause we are one throughout the day to the dropping of the sun. Throughout the day to the dropping of the sun. Throughout the day till the moonlight shines on us. Ooh. Ooh. 'Cause I sing love is what's needed today. And love is the better way. Love unites us all, and love is so beautiful. Just shake it off, let the hatred drop, just live your life. 'Cause love is always on your side. 'Cause love is always on your side. 'Cause love is always on your side.
G'day, you mob. This is Tanya Kernaghan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now, 1-800-422-416.
As Prime Minister of Australia, I am sorry. On behalf of the Government of Australia, I am sorry. On behalf of the Parliament of Australia, I am sorry. And I offer you this apology without qualification.
To say sorry means to give respect.
To say sorry means to give respect. It's long overdue. Now you fail to imagine, what if it happened to you? Now they're not only words, now it's not just a symbol. Accepting the past, well, it's not always simple. We're thinking of yesterday, we live for tomorrow. But we can't face the future now, until we face the sorrow. Now under the colours, yeah, of red, yellow and black, we'll say never again. We're saying no time back.
Lighting up the past.
Could you now heart see the more that you the better for all. Sure, he sang as he walked, and together we stand. For a sword to stand tall, we must all play our part.
Indigenous and non-indigenous.
Tears within our grasp. Yes, forward we've struggled, and all we've achieved would mean nothing if greed was the only motivation of man. So with the love of another and the respect for each other, together.
Let's close the gap, and if we truly mean it, we can stare down our future and find we can see through those eyes, and let us not stand with those who deny.
It seems
to me
that if we can imagine the injustice,
if we can imagine the injustice,
we can imagine its opposite.
We can imagine the opposite.
If I cut you, you cut me, what comes out? Red blood. Not different color blood. Only red blood, yes.
Yeah, we be living in mansions. Yeah, with the chandeliers all up in the ceiling. me. They said the queen, I don't really care, but they think I'm gonna do this routine, man. Cause they don't know about it, cause they don't struggle, man. They don't know the curse amongst a man, and say they love our culture, but they won't give it back. I don't care about them, I'm gonna do it for all the fam. Puffing on this ganja, about to blow myself out.
Tryna go and handle mine. Need a bit of time to focus on myself. I'm smoking to release the stress out my mind. Staying occupied, always on the grind. Some people don't wanna see me on the rise. I've been growing up in the city ever since a little G. Now they gotta see a shine. They go, hey, when you make it, always change the paper. Don't worry about nothing, but we celebrate them. Remember them day when I was on the way that we had to behave and get that shit straight. I was just rolling, trying to lift the most of it till I picked up a pen and I told my responsibilities to go and blow. Ain't no hesitation when I smoke it. Who better got it when he hit it around the corner like an older man? And I'm trying to follow with the pain. Every while in the middle, I'ma get up in the middle while I'm willing to.
Out of Your Mind, JMF, here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you saying Yarn Up Strong? Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. Call the number, Yarn is yours truly, Trevor Tim, 20 Trev Murray from the Curry. Coming live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns and Yidinji Country. BBM Bummer Bib Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Have you saying Yarn Up Strong, your mob? You can text the brother as well, 045-714-0550. And don't forget our Facebook page as well, BBM987FM. All right, we're going to catch up a yarn now with the manager, general manager, CIAF, that's CIAF, Kansas Disaster Fair, which is just around the corner, and we've got Daryl Harris in the studio. Daryl, very good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Trevor, and good morning, listeners.
Too, Daddy Brother. Good to see you. Before we start, let the mob know who you mob, where you're from.
My mother's from out west, midwest, Cloncurry, Metacootie.
Yes.
And my father's side's around Cardwell area, McGurrigan area. Mm. And my grandfather is from Murray Island.
Murray Island. Beautiful. Big, beautiful footprint, and big shout-out to all your mob there. Thank you very much. Daryl, so holding the reins, what's this third year for you, general manager, CIAF?
Yes. It's the fourth. Going on to the fourth.
Kansas Digital Art Fair. Congratulations. And last year we were over at the convention centre after moving away from the Reefleet terminal. So bigger venue, and we're back there again this year.
Yeah, we're back at the Cairns Convention Centre after 2 years of COVID.
That's right, true too, yes.
Where it was
exactly.
All digital. And we transitioned over there quite successfully. I had some learning issues, with a bigger space and moving around in such a larger venue.
Yes,
and it's just really open for future growth for the organisation.
Mm-hmm. Yep. It's a beautiful platform for our First Nation artists to showcase all their work. Artists/ become business entrepreneurs, don't they?
That's correct. Yeah, that's what we're trying to tease out a little bit more for future independent artist programs. To carry that entrepreneurship through building our capacity ready for the Olympics in 9 years' time now.
Yes.
And growing it to make a really large showcase event for our visitors in 10 years' time.
Yeah, beautiful. Thank you very much. Fantastic. Now, also, you're in partnership with Queensland Theatre for the recent Reconciliation Awards. And a wonderful partnership as well with CIAF and Queensland Theatre.
That's correct, Trevor.
Congratulations there.
Thank you.
So tell us about that.
Yeah, Queensland Theatre and CIAF put a show on. It was interrupted by COVID.
Okay.
And it was presented in 2021. That was with Jimmy Barney with the Othello.
Othello, that's right, yes.
So it was a beautiful show with stunning artists participating, but the outcome of that was that we partnered with Queensland Theatre for that event, and working CIAF's growth plans is to put a footprint Queensland wide, and especially down in southeast Queensland.
Mm.
So to foster growth for our far north Queensland or north Queensland artists, but also to pick up the artists that are down in the southeast Queensland corner and western Queensland,
okay,
to have an opportunity to grow with their art form.
Yeah. I was just going to say, when we're talking art, we're not only talking paintbrush or sculpture, we're talking on stage as well, aren't we?
Correct.
We're talking artists with a guitar.
Yeah, artists, the arts, yeah.
The arts, yes.
And the arts really suffered during COVID.
Did.
This is the full plan to reinvigorate the whole industry, the Indigenous side of it, using the platform of KIAF itself, being able to generate that interest and that growth. Good. Within the area.
Fantastic. And so when we talk about KIAF, Cancer Institute Art Fair, it's become world-renowned, a beautiful platform for our artists to become entrepreneurs, business people, but passionate about what they do, but storytelling as well. It's a vehicle that educates people. It's a bridge builder, bringing black and white together. So many facets.
Yeah, and this year our new artistic director, Francois Lane,
yes,
has brought a lot of that storytelling and poetry and performance into KIAF event, where we've got a fortnight out from our official KIAF event at the Cairns Convention Centre on the 13th of July.
Yes.
On the 1st of the July, there will be a new street activation, which we call Blacktivation.
Blacktivation, yes, yeah. I like that.
And it's on Saturday night, which will have a whole performing arts focus, storytelling, poetry. It'll be something very, very special. Mm. It's to set the forward agenda for KIAF. We're hoping to make it an annual event and to grow it so that there's... eventually, Fran's got plans to try and have installations from the Esplanade all the way through to the Convention Centre in future years, where it'll draw the new audience from,
okay,
from our tourist friends.
From our tourist friends, exactly, yeah. Like a pathway, so to speak.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, good, good, good. So what are the actual dates for KIAF this year, 2023?
Well, KIAF's going to have the opening night on the 13th of July,
mm-hmm,
which is Thursday night. That's a ticketed event, and... we will have performances that evening. The art fair will open with the art market in operation as well.
Okay.
Then that will lead into Friday for the full day, Saturday, Sunday.
Okay.
Then Friday night we have fashion.
Mm-hmm.
Built in, so there'll be two performances at the Cairns Tanks. 6 o'clock performance and an 8 o'clock performance. There's tickets available for that as well.
Okay.
Then on Saturday night we've got a major music performance, live performance at Munro Martin Park. Now, we've done a couple of trial shots at it during COVID, just in between. Allowing us to do some live events during COVID. So this will be the first time we can stage a full musical.
And that's on the Saturday the 15th of July.
That's correct, yeah.
Okay.
And our headline act will be Malia.
Mm-hmm.
That's from Spinifex Gum. So we'll have a beautiful lineup of young ladies performing for us.
Mm.
The support acts are local, which will bring in. And mind you, most of the girls from Mali, our Spinifex Gum, are local as well.
Yes,
so
yes, yes.
So that's a very pleasing part.
And people
of it.
Can purchase tickets at the gate for that?
Tickets can be at the gate, but it'd be better if you could book through
online.
On Ticketlink.
Yep, Ticketlink.
Online. If you just go to our website, it's www.ciaf.com.au.
Okay.
That'll have all the links and the prompts to take you through to the ticketing side of things. So,
good.
So the Saturday night event will be, as I say, very, very special for Cairns.
Mm.
Not only with our young ladies performing, but actually showcasing back into the bigger venue,
yes,
of the Cairns Munro Martin Park.
Beautiful
grounds.
Fantastic. Look, it's on the calendar, a very popular event on the calendar here in Cairns, but for artists, if not around the nation, around the world, I mean, like I said, world-renowned. 14th year? CAIF?
It is the 14th year. Yes. Correct, yes.
Fantastic.
CAIF first started up with Arts Queensland sort of running it, and then it got handed over to a non-profit organisation, which is the current mode of operation for CAIF.
Beautiful.
At the moment.
Yeah, fantastic. So, look, congratulations with your deadly team. Some new people in the vehicle, driving this vehicle, but the vehicle still goes on, and it's a well-polished vehicle, I would say.
Yeah, and the strategy is to bring young people through and train them, so that's high on the agenda. So good. We're capacity building behind us as we're progressing into the future.
Yes. Which is fantastic, a nice platform for that as well. Well, deadly talking with you, and congratulations on your Reconciliation Awards partnership with CAIF and Queensland Theatre. And a big shout to Jimmy Barney there, who played Othello, and a good performance, and a deadly actor in more ways than one, brother.
Yep, and I'd just like to acknowledge previous artistic director Janina Harding.
Thank you, yes.
Who strung Janina, the whole vision of that partnership together with Queensland Theatre and the world premiere of Othello in Cairns.
Yes.
And catapulting Jimmy and supporting his career.
Okay, fantastic. And, big shout out to Janina, who's down in Melbourne now.
Yes, yep, residing.
She'd be cold. Sister, you'd be cold, sister.
Very, very cold.
Walking around an electric blanket. My sister, Daryl Harris, good talking with you. General Manager CAIF, Cairns Art Fair. Don't forget the dates, your mob. 13 July right through to 16 July. 13 is the opening, the ticket event, but at the Cairns Convention Centre, and the second year for Cairns Convention Centre. So a big venue, and a great venue for such a great show. So looking forward to being a part of it. BBM always a part of CAIF, and partnership right there, my brother.
Yes, that's correct. Yeah, BBM's been with CAIF right from day one, along with a lot of other smaller organisations, grassroots organisations that give the opportunities to have their voice heard. Please visit our website, www.CAIF.com.au. That'll have the full program. It'll have links to ticketing. It'll give you an opportunity. If you need to contact us, please by all means give us a call.
Yes,
we can walk you through the program. Our art fair will be as big as last year, so we'll have 27 art fair booths, and we're looking at more art market booths, up to 60 this year.
Beautiful.
And all
artwork are available for purchase.
Yes, yeah, all artwork will be available for purchase. There is our annual art award, which has six different categories with a total prize pool of $50,000.
Yeah,
we're hoping to find out very soon whether or not we scored a little bit extra, which might take it up to 65.
Yeah, beautiful. And look, that is a good prize in itself. Money's a tool, and it just helps develop the artist, doesn't it?
That's correct. And it builds their career and capacity to move on in life.
Yeah, beautiful. Darryl, always good to catch up with you. Big shout out to your other half, Joy, and we'll talk soon, my brother.
Right, thank you.
All right, too deadly. All right, there it is. Kansas Art Fair, date clamming your mob, 13 July till 16 July. And look, that's just after NAIDOC celebrations, as well as Laura Dance Festival. That's happening as well. And so it is a very busy time, especially for us mob here in far north Queensland. But look, plenty of room for you mob to come and join us here. Spend your money and hang out with mob. And that's what it's all about. It's a beautiful gathering. We call it a big, deadly yarning circle. Have your saying yarn up strong here on this yarning circle, National Talk Black. Trev Murray from the Curry, deadly number here, 1-800-422-416.
G'day, this is Guy Sebastian here, hanging up on National Talk Black, your big yarning show, BBM 98.7. I remember the day.
One of your sons done did it. North Star Island Warrior, live in spirit, still with it. Had to cut this track to bring it back. Put the Dury and the Star Banner on the map. Plant the flag, blue, green,
white and black. The five regions connected me to that. In fact, this verse for all the islanders across the nation. We like Tage, we connect to culture like constellations. The vibration, steady, steady, a rap. And I can hear the island drums keep calling me back. But I move like the ocean wherever I roam. My power bring it back home. They say the home is where the heart is. Well, let it be known. I left my heart back there where the Malu people roam. So I will do this from the heart of my place and let them blaze my serenade. Slogans are saying, never forget the First Nations people to this earth. Warrior at heart, Torres Strait, Islander at birth. Must be destiny, shut the gate when you feel it. Remember this title, one blood, hidden image. Open opportunities, cause we did it. Living life to the fullest and loving every minute. Rep the sunshine, stay far north, it's hot. Mike GZ hooked it up, VIC be the spot. NT, a Tazzy, hip hop, not respect. New South Wales, ACT, repping some of the best. My ballers out west represent the flow. I'm from Australia, bruh, one of the greatest island homes. Southern hemispherical flow, out your zone. Auntie Christina, let you know.
Yeah, Two Deli Mau Power Island Home featuring Christine Anu. Big shout out to you, Deli Mob. This is your Deli program, National Talk Black. Have your say in Yarn Up Strong. Deli number here, 1-800-422-416. Call the number. Yarn is yours truly, Trevor Tim, 20 Trev Murray from Macquarie. I'm your host for your Deli program, National Talk Black, and come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country. BBM Bumper Brip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to News National News Radio Service. Yarn Up Strong. Now back Career Trackers. Career Trackers is a national purpose-driven organisation that supports pre-professional Indigenous university students and links them with employers to participate in paid multi-year internships. Career Trackers students complete university with high marks, industry experience and bright futures. With that, we're going to catch up a yarn with Jennifer Ma Young, CEO of Career Trackers, and talk about this deadly space. On the line, we have Jennifer. Good morning. How are you?
Hi, thanks for having me, Trev.
Thank you, Jennifer. Where are you based?
I'm based on Gadigal Country.
Okay, beautiful. Sydney. Yes. Okay, lovely. Up here in far north Queensland, hillbilly up north, Cairns. Sitting up in shorts and singlet, you're probably rugged up there, sister.
Yeah, I'm so rugged up.
Tell us about this deadly organisation, Career Trackers, please, sis.
Yeah, so Career Trackers, we are the largest professional network of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people in the country.
Okay.
So what we do is we support a community of around 700 students each year.
Whoa.
Through our high school programs, the Young Indigenous Girls STEM Academy, and the University Internship Program, which is our biggest program by far.
So with qualified, educated students, black students at that, pathway into a J-O-B, career pathways. Yep.
Yep, absolutely. So we match. What we do is we match students with our employment partners, and we prepare students for the world of work through our leadership and professional training. They're connected with a team of advisors in the team. We give them year-round mentoring and support and advice. To help them to complete their degrees faster, get better marks, and with great experience and skills. So it's a really great program.
Well, as we say, too deadly, fantastic. Can you give us a list of some of the companies that you deal with?
Yeah, so we work with a range of schools. We work with Aboriginal student organisations, around 30 universities nationally.
Okay.
And we've got over 250 of Australia's best-known workplaces that we call partners.
Yes.
Including places like Qantas, some financial services like IAG, the Commonwealth Bank, Westpac, Australia's leading law firms, engineering construction firms, tech firms like Google, LinkedIn, Amazon Web Services, and Telstra.
So we're talking about our black students coming from all different industries in regard to their studies, yes?
Yeah, everywhere, yeah. Cool. We support as many students as we can in the most diverse sectors and industries and studies as possible.
So with that, of course, you're operating for how long have you been operating for, sorry, Jennifer?
Yeah, since 2009. I've only been in the role for about 18 months.
Okay.
I'm the first Aboriginal woman to take on the CEO role.
Well, and too deadly. Really yes, black on black. That's fantastic. And first time to have a First Nation person in that seat. Well, who your mob were you from, Jennifer?
Yeah, so I'm from, my mum's Camilla Roy, on my mum's side.
Yes.
I'm Chinese on my dad's side, but I grew up in a tiny town on the mid-north coast of New South Wales on Biripi country.
All right, beautiful. So, fantastic.
Yeah.
And so operating since 2009, so we would have students who are now professionals in their field out there in the workplace thanks to career trackers.
Yep, so we've got over 1,100 people we call part of our alumni community.
Okay.
And that's the biggest network, and some of those guys have gone on to do amazing things.
Of course.
And they all have a yearn to give back.
So yeah.
Through our other programs, they can show the younger students, you can be what you can see.
Exactly. And leading from the front, you know what I mean, and empowers younger brothers and sisters who are coming through. And I've always said that. We business people, entrepreneurs, professionals, we just happen to be black, you know?
Yeah, that's right. And, our people deserve to be in every workplace.
Exactly.
And every opportunity and have their own ambition.
Yeah,
as
sure.
As far as they want to go.
Well, I would think along the lines of entrepreneur schools would come to the surface as well. So you find somebody professional stepping out and starting running their own business, yes?
Yeah, of course. Yes,
exactly.
There's limitless, but a lot of people do want to have a job where they get a fortnightly pay packet too.
Okay, yeah, sure, yeah.
So that's a big part of a big foundation. And
good.
We offer really good paid work experience during the study vacations in winter and summer.
Okay, deadly. Yep.
As well. Yeah.
Jennifer, Career Trackers, you got offices around the country or you're based only in one area or...?
Yeah, we've got a few offices around the country, mainly around the east. So we've got an office in Brisbane, Sydney, Melbourne, some small offices in Adelaide and Perth as well.
Okay.
But mostly it's eastern seaboard, but we do travel. We try and be as national as we can and try and get up to Cairns too.
Okay, beautiful, yes.
High school kids.
Yes. And so when students enrol in the university, it's not through Career Trackers. Do you reach out to Indigenous students who are studying, or do they have to contact you, or how's that work in regarding the bridge?
Yeah, so we work with the universities and their Indigenous student units to promote the program and the opportunities that we have.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a range of ways to get in contact with us.
Okay.
The best thing I would say is if you've got kids who are in year 11 and 12, or particularly those kids you in year 12 thinking about going to uni, reach out via our website, which is careertrackers.org.au, and register your interest. And also, if you're studying already and you want to be a part of the program, reach out via our website and one of the team will get in touch.
And Career Trackers are there to support them while they're doing study as well?
They go and do a structured work program during the holiday breaks and get paid for that and have a great experience.
So extra money, pocket money while they're studying, yes.
Yep, and then during the year, we support them with, whatever they need.
Okay, lovely.
As a mentor, advisor to keep them on track with their studies and help them to navigate anything that they're going through, help them to navigate the university life and push them back towards the university if they're, having a few troubles or whatever the case may be.
Yeah.
And try and connect them where possible and be their big cheerleader for them.
Yeah, cheerleader or mummy daddy role I'm picking up. So fantastic. Jennifer, thank you for sharing and listen, all the best and big shout out to your team, their Career Trackers. And we'll talk soon, sister. That's Jennifer Ma Young, CEO of Career Trackers. First time to have a First Nation person as the CEO. So fantastic. They've been running since 2009 and it's helping our Indigenous students who are in university studying a career pathway and to participate in paid and multi-year internships. Career Trackers students complete the university with high marks, industry experience and bright futures. Fantastic. This is your daily program, Trinity Trev Murray from Curry, and the program is National Talk Black. Have you saying Yarnum Strong? I believe we've got a caller coming in. And a very good morning. Hello.
Good morning, Trevor.
Who's this? Everybody. Oh, Tony Gibbs. How are you?
Yeah, you good?
Yeah, sort of. Thank you. What you want to yarn about, my friend?
There's an old saying called "No rhyme without reason."
No rhyme without reason. Yep.
Most songs have got a reason to them. It's an old saying.
Okay, I haven't heard that old saying. So, and what's the message behind that? No rhymes without reason.
I want to go back to a story last year, And I told you a story where there was an Aboriginal woman come to the green patch.
Yes.
And a fellow come along and he said to me, "You camping, you want a tent?" And I said, "No, people come to the green patch. It's like a wagon train night time. They all arrive from different directions and camp there and they reorganise their load and they move on." And he saw down the fellow, "I've got a big tent I want to get rid of. Do you want it?" And I said, "No." I said, "This lady arrived here. She's got nothing. She might want it." You remember that story?
Yes, vaguely. Yes. Continue. Yeah. Refresh my memory.
That was at a time I had no car and I'd walked down and I was just sitting there and a lady walked in, an Aboriginal woman up north somewhere, and she come over and saw me smoking and wanted a cigarette, and I gave her a cigarette. And then that fella turned up and he said to me, "You putting up a tent?" And I said, "No." And he said, "Well, I've got a tent if you want one." I said, "No, but she might like it." So I said, "Yeah." And she said, "Yeah, she wanted it. She wanted to camp there, you know, with security of numbers, all the people there."
Yeah.
And so I got, there's another few people, and they helped me put up the tent for her. Good. And it got dark, and I had to walk home. I had no car at the time.
Yep.
No car for a year. Well, recently I got a car going, and I went down there, and I was putting up a couple of flyers like I used to. I hadn't done it for a year just to let them know we're still alive.
Yep.
And the lady come up to me, and when I put them up, it triggers conversation amongst the people, you know. And the lady said, "Oh," she said, "why is the gate shut to the river?" I said, "Oh, they're sort of segregating us in a way, you know." She said, "Oh, I saw something terrible happen here." I said, "What happened?" She said, "There was an Aboriginal lady here in a tent." And she said, "And she got the tent, but she had nothing in it." And I said, "Oh, I think I know who you're talking about, you know."
Yeah.
And she said to me, and everybody in that place helped her. They gave her mattresses and table and chairs and... nothing happens unless you make it happen. So, but I didn't know all that, what happened. And then she said, we was all angry after it. And I said, "What happened?" She said, "Everybody in here was really angry." And I don't know if it was, and this is, you know, I'm trying to explain things, no rhyme without reason. I come on with an outburst a couple of weeks ago. And she said, "The police arrived and told her she had to go and removed her and took her tent and everything." And I said, "Right."
So they, supported her.
Sorry?
It was hands on. Everyone supported.
Everybody supported her, mate. And they said she was doing. There's an old lady come up to me, old white lady. And they said, "We all went away." She, they wanted to get involved, but, you know, they don't want to get an argument with the police either. So the police were back on there, but I want them to know why I was angry. I was on steroids and medicine at the time, and it just triggered me that I had to say something, you know. And I heard Glenn DeLay yesterday, and he said, you know, like, you can put... But I don't know if that's Edmonton or Gordonvale police, you know, the police is the area. And I'm just wondering, who, you know, we said they have to protect and serve. They can't just serve the council. Council wants, you know, they must protect and serve the people. But, you know, I don't know the circumstances, but I just got the feedback, you know.
Yeah.
And it's just nice. That's that story. I don't want to go over it no more.
The
coppers are back in here and we're all in the hot seat. we're all in the hot seat.
Well, in the hot that we are, brother.
One other thing, I hear Selwyn taking up Agent Selwyn there.
Agent Selwyn? Mm.
Yeah, and we talk about the nuclear age and what's happening and all this no good Americans stirring up China. And the atomic tests. Everybody knows about Maralinga, right?
Maralinga? Mm.
Yeah, where the bomb was let off in South Australia.
Yes.
There was another less well-known British atomic attack in Australia in the 50s. And there was a documentary on TV. And they let off a bomb on the Abrolhos Islands, I think it is, off of WA.
Yep.
Hello?
Yeah. Can you hear me? Tony? No, I lost Tony. Tony, sorry. That's Tony Gibbs. Tony, I can hear you. You couldn't hear me at the end there. Sorry, my friend. Give us a call back tomorrow. Continue that yarn. Your daily program here, Trendy Trev here with National Talk Black about the sign-off for today. You mob, thank you for your company. Back in the hots again tomorrow. That daily number, 1-800-422-416. Stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. Got the news coming up by NERS, National News Radio Service. And big shout-out to the NERS team. Thank you.